Welcome everyone to Cave of the Mounds. My name is Jan Olson. I'm the assistant manager here at Cave of the Mounds, and we are thrilled that you're all here today for this fine winter day to be down underground in the tropical cave. At this point, we'd like to ask your help in welcoming Ancestra for some holiday hymns and songs. It's unlike anything you've ever heard to hear music in a cave. The shape of the walls, the shape of the chambers, the acoustics are really interesting, really neat, kind of a Mother Nature's music hall. Like we tell the performers, when you host a concert on the surface, people really enjoy it. You could host the same concert the next day down in the cave, and it's going to be a totally different experience, even though it's the exact same songs and same voices. It's just, it adds sort of an aura of mystery to it. Cave of the Mounds has always been visited widely by people from all over the Midwest and from all over the world. Cave of the Mounds was discovered in 1939. They were blasting stone in a rock quarry and found this cave. It was a complete accident that they found it. The world was going through hard times with war. The family that owned the cave was a farming family and didn't know this was here. So to find this cave underground was incredibly exciting, uplifting, and a huge draw for area people to come and visit. It's neat for me to be able to be right down here, inches away from formations, and to think that this is all happening, has been happening the last couple million years, but nobody knew it until 1939. I just wonder what that family felt like over the next week after they found it, thinking, all these years we've been walking right over this. That had to be kind of surreal. There's a lot of colors in this cave, and that's something that's not as common in caves. You hear people say that it looks like a big ice cream sundae with caramel and butterscotch and chocolate and all sorts of different colors of cave formation around us. In fact, this environment just kind of makes your imagination go wild. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Visiting a cave is not something that you can do every day, and it's not really something that you can teach in a classroom or really do in a museum as well as you can underground. There's so many different parts of the ecology down here that are just totally unrepeatable. You can't bottle this and do this, you know, as an attraction on the surface. So it's really witnessing Mother Nature's best